New series, The Power of His Might. Would you say that with me? The Power of His Might. Today's message, going to talk about the devil. Okay? Going to talk about the devil. And you're going to see it? Here we go. Let's go with it. The Power of His Might. Okay? There we go. Today's message is called The Real Fight. Would you say that with me? Now, guys, I need you a little bit more feisty on this message. Here we go. The what? The real fight. How many of you had the devil just absolutely tried to destroy your life? Can I see your hand? Come on. He's come against you like tooth and nail. I want you to remember that as we have in this message. Okay? You remember that and have some energy today. We're going to fight the sucker. Amen? That's the plan. The real fight. Okay? Let's talk about it. You might say, where's this title come from? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the who? And in the power of his what? The power of his might ain't the devil's power, guys. It's our power through Jesus Christ. Amen? It's that we can fight and we can win. But you need to know about the fight. And we need to get some education this morning from the Word of God. There's a fight going on. And the fight is against who? Okay? God gets blamed for everything. You ever notice how God gets blamed for everything? Bad things happen. When do we start blaming God and start we're not blaming the devil? Are you hearing me? There's a fight. There's a devil. There's evil. God is holy. Satan is evil. Any evil is not of God. It's of Satan. And then we try to pull the line. Yeah, but God's God, and you know He could have stopped it. We need to quit micromanaging God. I think we screwed our life up enough without trying to help Him screw His up. Amen. Say, you listening? Say, amen. Come on, let's go with the message. Here we go. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the what? The wiles of the... Well, you don't believe in the devil. If I didn't believe in the devil, I wouldn't believe the Bible. Did you know that we're taught that you don't believe in the devil? You don't preach that devil stuff, do you, Clark? And that hell, people ask me that every once in a while. Well, they don't ask me much, but why wouldn't I? Jesus talked more about hell, I believe, than heaven. But no, I can't do it. Now, I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Amen? Say, I want to follow Jesus. I want to promote Jesus. Amen? That's what it's all about, Jesus. All right? So he said there's a devil. The Bible says there's a devil. And there is a devil. And he's what? Say it with me. He's what? He's at what? He's at war with us. He's at war with us. Okay? And that's what we're going to talk about. The real fight. And this little message series, we came out of Jesus Strong. It's great to get the little bracelet here. But now what you going to do? Well, Jesus John, what you going to do? You going to fight or not? Say. You going to stop living the way maybe you've been living or thinking about the life the way you've been thinking? Are you going to fight? Are you going to get with the program? This is the plan. There's a real fight. And what must we do to win? How do we win the fight? There's a whole chapter, passage in the Bible that tells us what we can do. We're going to look at that passage in this little series. Here we go. Let's roll it. So, number one, must we do to win the fight? What must we do to win the fight against the devil? Number one, this is pretty simple stuff right here. Say that with me if you don't mind. I must believe there is an... Who's what? I think the country would do better if we learned this. Are y'all listening or not? Come on. Enemies are enemies. War is war, okay? But now back to us. That's the truth. There is a war. There is a devil. There's a war against me. And being ignorant, those are my words, being ignorant ain't going to cut it. Okay? You've got to know. It sounds so elementary. Oh my gosh, I got to put a point up on the board that actually says you got to believe that there is a devil. But a lot of people don't. Okay? Well, he's got them snookered, doesn't he? Say. You know, whatever. But there is a war. The Bible says... Lest Satan, is that the devil, yes or no? Somebody help me out here, okay? Okay, lest Satan should get a what? Advantage of us, for we are not what? Ignorant of his devices. There is a devil. We've got to know that. Before you can even think about fighting, you got to go, there's a fight against me, okay? Instead of blaming mama, grandma, whoever, how about know who you're fighting? The devil, okay? He's against you. He's against me. There's a real fight going on. Number two, just some simple things up front. Say this with me. I must realize I don't have home field advantage. A lot of Christians live as if this planet is heaven. I love the beach. I love the mountains. I was on a cruise ship. I love it. I love it. This ain't heaven. This is not heaven. This is earth. Okay? This is the domain of the devil. Keep looking. Being unprepared is not going to cut it. Being unprepared is not going to cut it. I don't have home field advantage. When we take our ball team into another stadium in the state of Florida, you know, we're an underdog right away. I mean, there's some points given away right there because we're walking into unfamiliar territory. This is their fans, not our fans. Now, we try to carry as many fans as we can. Amen. And a band. Play. Do something. Cheerleaders. Anybody. Come. Help us. All right? But we don't have home field advantage here on this planet. This ain't heaven. Satan, according to the Bible, Satan, say it with me, is the god of this world. And I am fighting on what kind of soil? Enemy soil. This is enemy soil. He's the god of this world. I thought God was the god of this world. Actually, the Bible says that Satan is the god of this world. He's the god of this world. Well, what does that mean? Has God just let go of? No, God hasn't let go of everything. But God's God and I'm not. I didn't put the plan together how it works. Okay? But I know one thing. Satan's a god of this world, but God sent his son Jesus into this world so that we could be saved and so that we could fight a good fight. Amen? And so we have a hope and we have an opportunity now to fight. Okay? The world I live in, say that with me. The world I live in is the what? It's the domain of the devil. Guys, this puts in perspective when you watch news, when you hear of things, horrific things happening. Quit blaming God. People are evil. Are you hearing me? Do crazy things. Satan is alive and well on planet Earth and in the United States. Amen? And right here in Englewood, the things we see, no, it's not as bad as maybe some areas, but it just depends if bad ain't come to your house yet. A lot of people are struggling here. A lot of people have horrific things happen. The devil is alive and well. The Bible goes on to say, we're just reading this passage together so far. For we wrestle not against what? We'll stop some of that mess. We wrestle too much against our own flesh and blood, don't we say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These are big words. Against powers. Say that next one. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in what? High? Now, Sheriff, you were a sheriff a long time. You saw a lot of evil, didn't you, Sheriff? It just probably confounded you, didn't it? All the evil things that men can do, doesn't it? Isn't it? It's crazy. I'm sure the sheriff knows there's a devil. He's seen him in action. Amen. That's what the Bible says. You don't believe the Bible, do you? I'd be a fool not to. This scripture, when you look at it closely, principalities, Satan has head officers. Powers, he has staff officers. Rulers, he has divisional commanders. Spiritual wickedness, he has foot soldiers. You just think about it like that. You just think about Satan and his demons, and you start to categorize them a little bit, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, no wonder the world's like it is. No wonder the battle's going on like it is. All I have to do is look around this world, and I can see the what? The brutality and the what? Carnage left by Satan's forces. There's news stations make a living every day by putting something horrible on the television that somebody's done to another human being. Those are the lead stories. And then there's another one. And then there's another one. And then there's another one. And we watch it. This is an evil place we live in. Are y'all hearing me today? Okay, you might say, man, I came to church. You're depressing me, Gary. I'm just teaching the Bible. I'm sorry part of it's a little tough. Amen? Come on. The real fight. The real fight. Number three, I must realize, say that with me, the what? The intensity of the conflict. The intensity of the conflict. Satan is against me. He's at war against me. You know, and I'm glad your life's going well. I'm glad things are going good for you if that's where they're at. That's great. Don't be asleep at the wheel. Okay? Great. If things are going good for you, how about you get off your rear end and go help somebody else where it ain't going good for them? Amen? Say. Is that a good idea? Say. Help somebody else fight. That's what we do in battle. You know, okay, there's nobody coming at me right now, but Johnny's over there getting shot at. Go over there and help him. Amen? Say. Okay? Message we need today. Being passive ain't going to cut it. Well, I don't know about the devil. I'm believing the devil. Whatever. Being passive is not going to cut it. I guarantee you, he's going to come to your house one day. Okay, but if he's lulling you to sleep, you know, hypnotizing you a little bit, A lot of us didn't grow up like that. We didn't grow up hypnotized. The devil lived at our house. Amen? Come on. Being passive ain't going to cut it, guys. The Bible says we wrestle not, again, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a battle going on, and we must realize it. Those 3 points are pretty simple points, but it's important. The word wrestle, I spoke of this when the wrestling coach from Ohio State was here a few weeks ago. The word wrestle speaks of what? Great intensity. I don't know about you. Satan's pounding your head to the ground. If you don't know it or not, you need to fight back. Say fight back. That's what he's doing to you. The word intent, that word wrestle is a firm grip. It's a pressing hand. A pressing hand. Guys, Satan wants to destroy my life. Now, many of you know my life. Many of you have watched my life for years. Okay? And I could review it for you. But I can tell you right now, if there's one person that Satan has wanted to destroy, it's Gary Clark. Amen? I know that. I know that. And I could go over many, many, many things. We're not talking spooky things. We're talking about the murder of my mother. Okay? Who did that? God killed your mother. God didn't kill my mother. An evil man took 6 bullets and shot my mother with them. Amen? That's exactly what happened. It wasn't God. It was evil. What does that have to do with you, Gary? I think it had a lot to do with me. Sidetracking me. Stopping me from preaching. Instead of preaching, turning bitter and angry at God. I could have done that. I'm no great person for not doing it, but I had to fight to not do it. Are y'all hearing me or not? Say. And many of you have battles, you have struggles, you have issues, the loss of a loved one, health issues, financial issues. Guys, we have to fight. Are you hearing me? And I'm not so much saying Satan's causing our finances to do this or that. I'm saying this, though, but he sure is right here. Is that true, yes or no? We know we're all going to die. We know we're going to get sick. I mean, if you got a brain on your head, it's going to happen, okay? Come on. But the bottom line is, Satan gets up there. Turns us against God. Who's ever said in your life, why me? Be honest. Come on. Why me? Why me? You said that before? Whoever said this? I can't believe God let this happen to me. Come on and quit lying. Somebody else. I can't believe God let this happen to me. Don't we do that? Satan. 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 You hearing me? Yes or no? Keep looking. The enemy's straining. That's what this verse teaches. With every ounce of strength and using any tactical maneuver to do what to me? To pin me to the ground. You're probably going to say, Clark's crazy. He really believes in the devil. Hey, I don't have to watch spooky shows. I know there's a devil. Amen? Come on. One historian back in the day, I don't quote a lot of people, and if I do quote people, it's usually historians. Okay? One historian wrote, in the early days of America, Christianity exercised a dominant influence over man's thinking. Our forefathers believed this world to be a battlefield. They believed in sin, the devil, and hell as constituting one force. They believed God, righteousness, and heaven to be the other. Men could not be neutral. If a man chose to come out on God's side, he could expect open war with his enemies. In modern time, we think the world is a playground. We're no longer foreigners in the world, but rather, this is our home. We've lost the sense that this is a war, and so we are so easily defeated. Pretty good stuff. Amen? Come on. There is a war. Let's review. It's against you and me. We do not have home field advantage. Okay? This world is not my home. How many knows the song? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. You know that song? Amen? Say. It's from the Bible, okay? This world's not my home, baby. The battle is intense. Anything else, say it with me, it's what? Y'all okay? I hadn't depressed you so far, have I? Because this fixing to get really depressing if you're depressed now. That was the good part. All right? Come on. The real fight. In Ephesians 6, 11, and 12, the word against is mentioned at least 5 times, if not more. Against, 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 against. I think it's 6 times in those 2 verses. Amen? Crazy. Satan. Is Satan for me, yes or no? He's what? But does the Bible say if God be for us, who can be what? Okay? He tells you Satan's against you. He's against you. He's against you. He's against you. He's against you. I mean, how much hard-headed can we be if we don't get slapped upside the head 6 times with against and get it? But then he backs it up throughout the Bible. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this what? World. Who do you think he's talking about? The devil. Okay, so there is a battle. We cannot have a passive attitude. I don't care what the church says today. They can lull you to sleep. Okay? Whatever. Make you just feel good. Whatever. I want you to feel good too, man, but I want you to fight the devil. Amen. Are you hearing me today? That's a real fight going on. Know that Satan is your what? He's your enemy. So who is he? Who is he? Who is he? Not according to Gary, but according to the Bible. Who is this that I'm fighting? Maybe you'll see your world a little clearer. And your own self and your own crazy thinking and your own actions when you see who he is. Let's look at it. Here we go. Who is Satan? He is called the bitter enemy of God and his children. Satan, you think you loving Jesus gives you a pass? I love Jesus now, so Satan's not against me. No, he just upped the ante on you, Jack. Okay? He's the bitter enemy of God and of his children. He is also called the deceiver. Now, we're going to look at several things. Now, how do you know this, Clark? Well, let's look at it. Who is Satan? He's the deceiver. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent sent with me, called the what? The devil. And Satan, which does what? Deceiveth the whole world. He is the deceiver. We're just going to walk through, right? Just going to help push us a little bit. Who is Satan? He's a murderer. God is not a murderer. He's a murderer. Who murdered my mother? An evil man filled with a devil. Did you hear me today? Say. That's what happened. Satan is a murderer. You are of your father, the devil, Jesus speaking. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a what? A murderer from the what? The beginning. Satan is a murderer. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm not in a fight. I got it made. Well, okay. Let's just look at who you're fighting. Let's just see who you're fighting. Let me just see how we do with it. Okay, let's go with the Bible. Who is Satan? He is a tempter. Who's been tempted just lately? Can I see some hands? You've just been tempted just lately. I'm not talking about last. You know, I'm talking about lately. Okay? Okay. God doesn't. Does the Bible say God doesn't tempt man with evil? Does the Bible say that in the book of James? Does it say that in the book of James? It says that in the book of James. He doesn't tempt you. The tempter tempts you. You are in a battle. You listening to me or not? I don't need God. I don't need the Bible. Great. You're just a sitting duck. The tempter. And when who? This is so much. I've got to watch my language. I can't even think of the right word. Sometimes words are better to use the bad one because it makes more sense, but I can't do it. Here we go. This is how much brass Satan has. Was that better? He came to Jesus, and you don't think he'll come to you? What are you smoking? You're smoking something. He will destroy you. He came to Jesus. And when the tempter came to Jesus, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You ever had a thought in your mind before that you didn't matter and I'm just a nobody? Can I see your hand? You know where that thought came from? Does that sound like something God would say to you? Yes or no? That's the devil. Do you see how he attacks? Okay, he has blood dripping from his face and everything. Sure he does. Oh, but he's so clever. No. He comes to us in a lot of different ways. Tempter. Okay? The destroyer. These are names of the devil. This is the Bible, not a fairy tale book. But it's the word of the living God. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. Those two words mean destroyer.
He wants to destroy you. Wants to destroy me. Yeah, I can't believe I'm hearing this at church. Where else are you going to hear it? Say. Come on. The accuser. And I heard with a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For, say it with me, the what? The accuser of our what? He's the accuser. You ever been accused? You ever been accused of something? Accusation made against you by somebody and you did not do that, but the accusation hurt? Let me see some hands. Now let's put them down. How many have ever accused yourself? You have come against your own self and your own mind. Let me see your hand. Who does that? Who does that? Satan does that. That's why I'm saying, oh, I got it good. It's all good at the Clark House. Nah. Well, it's because we forget about all this other stuff. Okay? Just because you ain't living in a neighborhood where you've been shot at lately doesn't mean Satan ain't sifting you like wheat and wanting you. Amen? That's what he wants. Who is Satan? Man, you think we'd be done. We ain't done. The evil one. And we know that we are of God and the whole world lies in what? The whole world lies in what? Hey, I love the beach. I love the sunset to praise God. But it don't take me very long to see that our world is in wickedness. And see, now you're on the best spot of the whole planet called the United States of America. If we took you and dropped you on somewhere else on this planet, oh, you'd have a, this world is wicked pretty quick, wouldn't you say? And you live in Florida and even Southwest Florida. You're like on the best, one of the best places ever, ain't it? Don't let him, go to sleep, little baby. Don't let him do that to you. Don't let him lull you to sleep. We're in a war. There's a fight going on. What different names of the devil? Well, what's Satan's position? What is his position? We're talking about a war. And if we were getting together and we were going to go off into battle, we would talk about who we're fighting. We would talk about different things. We'd talk about their position, their tactics, everything before we ever went into battle. That's what the Bible does. What's Satan's position? He is, say it with me, he's the what? He's the what? He's the prince of this world. A lot of people are confused. They think that Jesus is the prince of this world. Jesus is God, number one. And also, he's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world. Okay? And he's at the right hand of God the Father where he ever lives. And he's our intercessor. He's our lawyer. He's our judge. Okay? He is not the prince of this world. He's the prince of what? Fill in the blank. He's the prince of blank. Peace. He's the prince of what? Peace. If you want peace, go to Jesus. He's the prince of this world, the devil. Now is this the judgment of this world? Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the what? Say it with me. The what? Prince of this what? World be cast. And now we're reading scriptures from John and Revelation and different places. But where it talks about the devil, where it names him, he's the prince of this world. He's not just the prince of this world. Okay? And worldly systems and worldly governments and all kinds of stuff. You see the crap going on? Excuse me. Man, if you don't know that there's a devil, where have you been? Okay? But he's the prince of the what? The power of the what? He's the prince of the power of the air. And I don't know what all that means. All I know is there's a lot of stuff going on in the airwaves now, isn't there? So, would you have ever thought about it? Like, say some of you guys that are, you know, Sheriff, I know you've been around a while. You told me this morning you were born in 1933, year after my mama. Back in the day, they didn't have the satellites up there, did they? They didn't have all them fancy things floating around up in space. Boy, it's full today, isn't it? Prince of the power of the air. Who would have ever thought it? Have you ever thought about how much evil just comes from up there, say? Just flooding our planet? Yes or no? Yes or no? Evil messaging, evil, all kinds of stuff that's going on. Now, there's a lot of good, too. There's a lot of evil. Who's in charge, according to the Bible? Satan, prince of the power of the air. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the who? Prince of the what? Power of the what? Air. The spirit that now works in the children of who? Disobedience. He's a prince of the power of the air. And again, that can mean a lot of stuff. He's the prince of the power of the air right here in my airhead sometimes. Right there. He's the prince of the power of the air that fills my crazy head sometimes. And I think certain things and I believe certain things that are screwy. Y'all hearing me or not? And I have to remind myself, I am not a child of disobedience anymore. I am not a child of the devil. The devil is not my daddy anymore. Get out of my mind. Do you, anybody else have to do that occasionally? Yes or no? Say, come on, get the devil out of your head. There's like a dozen of us in here. Good, you're making me feel better. Prince of Darkness. These aren't just movie titles, guys. This is the Bible. Y'all hearing me? Come on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the what? Darkness of this world. He's the prince of darkness. What is his position? It sounds like he's got a lot of positions, doesn't it? Say, I mean, some of us had one job, and that was our job. One position, one title. Oh, Satan's got a lot of them. He's a lot of things. He's the God. Say it with me. He's the little g. He's the little g God of what? This world. 2 Corinthians 4. In whom, say it with me, the what? God of this world, keep reading, hath done what? Blinded the what? Of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Amen? The God of this world. The God of this world. Just talking about the devil today. But wait a minute. Let's review a little more. Let's go a little further. Let's go a little deeper. He's the God of this world. Did you know Satan has a synagogue? According to the Bible, his synagogue. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews. Watch it. And are not, but they are of the what? The synagogue of Satan. Do you think there's a lot of churches today in our world that are synagogues of Satan? Yes or no? I'm not talking about the church of Satan. I'm talking about many of them call themselves the church of Jesus Christ. That's tough talk, isn't it? It's what the Bible says. It's what the Bible says. They can call themselves whatever. They are synagogues of Satan. Amen. Yes or no? And again, I don't want to get ugly, but I wasn't thrilled for 3 days seeing television following the Pope everywhere around. This is Gary talking. Got it? Gary talking. I get to be free, right? I'm still free, right? Am I still free? Yes or no? Okay? A lot of made-up stuff that he does, that the Catholic Church, is not in the Bible whatsoever, guys. It's not in the Bible. There is not a purgatory. Can we say that together? There is not a what? And the Pope isn't sinless since 1870. I don't care what rule they made. Did you hear me this morning? Amen. Doesn't mean I'm trying to be ugly. Anybody that's nice, I'm for nice people. You don't have to ask me or any priest to forgive your sins. Did you understand that? Do you understand that? Yes or no? Do you understand? Not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying. This is the Bible. I didn't know anything. All I have is the Bible, man. I didn't grow up with stuff being taught me that I didn't know. You know, that now I look back. No, I'm just telling you things I know now. I read, I understand, have people come to me. Okay? All righty. Not trying to be ugly. But at the same time, I'm respectful. But half of me ain't. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay? Listen. Jesus Christ is our only answer. You don't find in the Bible. I didn't mean to go sideways. I want to go sideways one more time. You don't find in the Bible praying to Mary. Do you understand that? It's not in the Bible. It's not in. I'm not trying to. I love Mary. Are you kidding me? Fabulous. But I'm not going to start praying to her. No. Saints? Making people saints? You're going to make a saint this week? You know who makes saints? God makes saints. You understand that? Okay? He makes saints. We're made saints when we put our faith in Jesus Christ and we're covered in His blood. And we're called the saints of God. Did you hear me? You're a saint. Say, I'm a saint. I'm a saint. One more time. I'm a what? I'm a saint. Why? Because I'm special? No, I'm a saint because He's special. And He saved me. Amen? Again, not trying to be ugly. But if we're not careful, we'll just say, oh, it's all good. You know what the devil wants us to do? There's a lot of teaching that's not correct. And sometimes, guys, when I teach something that's not correct, you know who does that? That's the devil working in me. Yes or no? And I have to fight it. He has ministers, the God of this world. He has a synagogue. He doesn't just have a synagogue. He got them everywhere. Okay? They're everywhere. Okay? He's got ministers. And no marvel, say it with me, for Satan himself, say it now, is transformed into a what? Therefore, it is no great thing, say it with me, if his what? Ministers also be transformed as the ministers of what? Whose end shall be according to their what? Their works. Tell you what, is there a battle going on or what? Say. Am I killing you this morning? I can't wait to get out of here. Well, you ought to be in my shoes. He has a gospel. You mean Satan has churches? Yeah. Satan has ministers? Oh, yeah. The Bible said this. You shouldn't be fooled and get out of church because somebody lets you down. You ought to go, there is a devil, and the Bible said there was. And stay strong, man, instead of being weak. He has a gospel. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ. Unto what? Another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Guys, there's one gospel. Say one gospel. One God. One more time. There's one. Any other gospel ain't a gospel. The gospel, the word means good news. Any other gospel ain't good news, is bad news. Did you hear me? That's what the Bible says. Keep looking. Even though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, let it be what? A curse. That's the Bible. Did you hear that? Yes or no? You're not being very nice. God didn't call me to be nice all the time. He called me to preach the gospel. Oh, and you know bad things happen to you when you do this. The Apostle Paul was hated. Okay? Persecuted. The number of times. Read about how many times he was beaten, how many times he was shipwrecked, how many times he was left for dead. It's easier to do nothing or hush your mouth or shut your mouth than to fight him. Are you listening this morning or not? All right. He has his own communion. And we're not talking the church of Satan yet. We're talking about what the Bible says. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with who? Devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Some of you, this needs to hit home with you. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. I'm sorry. It's either Jesus and all Jesus or some Jesus and maybe something else. No, it's all Jesus. Big J. Got it? And you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall save his people from their sins. Now, if you want to have church and not have salvation, have at it. But if you want salvation, there's salvation given by no other name than the name of who? Jesus. You hearing me today? Church is more than just going and feeling good. Church is believing in Jesus Christ. Did y'all hear me really clear today? Hello. Good. I love that. Yes. Amen. Thank you, preacher. Good. I want to be like that. I want to be in your face a little bit when it comes to Jesus. Amen. I'm not talking about kooky Jesus and making kooky stuff up. No, I'm talking about the blood of Christ. He died for you. He rose for you. God had one son and his name was who? Jesus. Man, when you got Jesus, you got it all. Say, I got it all. One more time. I got it what? Yeah, no, don't mean you perfect, but it does mean you have the perfect Savior. Amen. Say. How does that help you in your fight with the devil? I think that helps you a little bit, doesn't it? When I know I got the perfect Savior. Amen. Come on, when I don't have to Mickey Mouse around here. So, he's got position. He's got all kinds of stuff. Satan's power. He is only second to God. Okay? And when I say God, I'm talking Jesus. When I say God, I'm talking God the Father. When I say God, I'm talking the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me? Other denominations relegate Jesus to God's Son, and He's not God. That's not the Bible, and that's not us. Are y'all listening? Say, Jesus is God's Son, and He is God. All right? That's what the Bible says. Men can only be delivered from His power and control by believing that what? Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Period. Period. You believe Jesus is the only way to heaven at Fellowship Church? I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven no matter what the name was over the door. You understand? Doesn't matter. He's the only way to God the Father, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we ought to thank the Lord. You ought to thank the Lord, man, that you know Jesus. That you haven't been deceived by the wicked one and you're calling, you know, whatever, somebody else your God. Aren't you thankful that you've heard the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you live in this country where somebody came and they shared the truth with us, man? You ought to stand for that truth. Amen. Come on. I know it's a strong message, a lot stronger than I thought it was going to be. Good. I'm giving Him the credit. In Scripture, Satan is described as a roaring lion. Just in case you don't think you're in a battle. How many would get into a cage with a lion? A great dragon. Deceptive. Destructive. Rebellious. Full of hate. This is how Satan describes him. He has armor. He has strongholds. He has strong men. Satan. He is a powerful what? Are you seeing there's a real fight going on? Maybe making clearer of your life, your world, what maybe has happened in your life. He's a powerful enemy. Satan's purpose is to defeat God. That's Satan's purpose. As deluded as it is, his purpose is to defeat God. And you and I name the name of Christ. Don't think that you aren't in His crosshairs. He is to defeat God. His purpose is to throw people into hell. He wants you to go to hell. Jesus Christ came that you could have life. He's not willing that any should perish. You don't have to have a certain pedigree or money or be a certain color. You simply have to have faith. Is that true? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We can do this worldwide because Jesus came to save the world. Are you hearing me? He wants to destroy people. He wants to destroy people. He's hell-bent on it. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to destroy my life. Now the problem is, I don't think about it like that so often. I need to think about it more. There's a real fight when I'm making stupid decisions or things coming into my brain that I say, get out! Is it okay to holler at the devil like that? Say yes or no. Come on, just don't let your wife think it's her or your husband. Oh, yeah, don't do that. Okay? Satan's strategy to deceive, to divide, to destroy. How many feel like you've had a lesson on the devil today? I mean, be honest. I mean, a little bit less on the devil. Came to church, thought we'd talk about Jesus. How many know we've talked a lot about Jesus today? Amen? I think we have. Amen? Come on. But this is a lesson on the devil. He wants to destroy your life through adversity. How many had some adversity this past year? Can I see your hand? Okay, sure. He wants to destroy your life through that. Through distraction. How many got your eyes off the ball a little bit this last year? Amen? Let me see. Come on. He wants to destroy your life. Through disruption. How many had a little disruption come into your life over the last year or so? He wants to do that in your life. Through what? Discouragement. How many have been a little bit discouraged just last year? A little bit of discouragement come on you. Where is that? That's from the devil. Are you hearing the message today? Is it clear? Do you feel vulnerable? Good. That I've succeeded this morning. I want you to know you're in a fight. Amen? Raj, how much more we got to go? Can I quit? Huh? One slide? Wow. Nobody puts on the armor when there's no real war and no real enemy. Next week, we're going to start putting on the armor of God that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. But guys, if I didn't have today's message, you wouldn't get dressed up. Okay? If you didn't know there's a fight, why in the world do I need the breastplate and the shoes and the shield and the sword? Why do I need all that? Well, I think you feel like you might need it now. Do you feel like you might need it a little bit more now? Yeah, me too. Amen? So we fight in, say it with me, we fight in the what? Let's thank God today for Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And His Word, the Bible, the Bible. Thank you, Lord, for the Bible.